If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If you have gone to any of our Becoming God's Man conferences, or remember the 6 months radio show that we had at one time, you know that this is a verse that we use a lot, and there is a reason for that. This is one of those verses that says many things in a compact little package. Think of it as one of those little pills that you can get at the dollar store that when you put it in the glass of water, turns into a sponge dinosaur. So what is so significant about this verse? Well, if you look at it, there is a promise from God. The only thing is that the promise is conditional. While originally written in the context regarding the ancient nation of Israel, the principles of this verse are just as applicable to today's Christians. The first thing we need to take notice is that this promise is for the believer. Whether it was the Jew back in the days of Solomon when the promise was given, or a Christian today, we are all those who are called by God's name. So what must we do in regards to this promise? The first thing is that we need to humble ourselves. This means we need to realize that we are not the most important thing and place our focus rather than on ourselves or our situation, but rather focus on God. Then, once we focus on God, we can in fact fulfill the other conditions. That is because we won't truly be praying or seeking God's face if we are self-absorbed. We also aren't able to turn from our wicked ways either, as we usually fall into those ways because we are focused on self and how to best please ourselves rather than how to please God. In essence, it is once we humble ourselves that the other conditions we need to fulfill will just naturally start to fall into place. So what is being promised? God's part of this promise is that he will forgive our sins and heal our land. What all does this mean? Well, with the second part, in the times of Solomon, agriculture was the source of income for many, and if crops couldn't grow financially, many were hurt. But this is not saying that God will make you rich in material means if we fulfill our part. What it does mean is that God will make sure our needs are met, with the most important need being that of our salvation. You see, the land that we need healed is none other than our own hearts. So, does your heart need healing? Have you surrendered your life to Christ? We all need both. So what is keeping you from humbling yourself and turning to God in order to bring healing to your heart?